Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Nun Gimel. Scheduling note, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle, but Hashem will pick up next week. I'll let you know which day. But Monday will be online for the new, because that's not up from the last time. Okay, Nun Beis Amid Beis. Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are about 8 lines up for the bottom, the Ema. So we are discussing the Takana Durabanan of Ksubas Banan Dichrin. As we mentioned, a takana that was meant to make sure that the father gave enough dowry for the daughter to take into the marriage, so this way he wouldn't be worried that it wouldn't go to his own grandchildren. And this is the way that it did. It stayed with the son and the grand, and it stays with the daughter and her sons. And in that way, we will make sure that the daughters have enough means to get married. So ask the Gemara now. We're in the middle of a discussion. The Ema Da'av Leros, De'ba'al Lo Leros. So let us say, if we're saying that Ksubas Banan Dichrin is about the father's property, so let's say that only the father's property should they get an extra portion of, but the husband's, meaning the Ksuba, right, only the Chagma Dunya should they specifically go to them. But the Kesef Ksubasa, right, they should not get. Meaning, after all, she died first. Usually when a woman dies first, there's no ksuba that's collected. But ksubas banan dichrin is that they get their own property that their mother had brought into the marriage, and the kesef ksubasa they also get. So that was part of the takana d'rabbanan. But maybe you should only get what the father puts in and not what the husband's side, meaning the ksuba. Answer, imkain, av namni min mi v'lo kasav. No, if the father knows that it's only going to be his property going and not the husband's, then he's not going to give it anyway. Why? Because he doesn't want to be alone. He doesn't want to be the only one. Right? Sometimes you have a baal tzedaka. Well, if so-and-so gives, I'll give too. Think of the matching, right? Match me and I'll give. See, here too, the father doesn't want to be the only one that is a giving. The Shiva Kubat says his lashon is also that if he knows his is the only property, so then he's not going to give. Avnami mimnavalokasiv klomar, says the Shita, im yada shelo yershu b'nei beso mishel baal lo yirtza lichtov lo kolkach shiomer b'libo lama arbe ani b'nedunya's biti. Why should I give a lot in the nedunya? Shemalo taniach banim, shemalo yilehem oser dinar v'yispatol d'gzud. There are many reasons, many situations that it might not come up that they're going to get. So, if they're getting from another source, okay, that'll make it a little easier for him to give. Says the Gemara then, the Ema hecha de kasav av, lichtov baal, hecha de lo kasav av lo lichtov baal, or the Bach takes out that lashon, but we'll leave it. Maybe we should say they only get from the baal, the ksubas of the baal, only if the father had written. The father didn't write ksubas on a dechrin, not. Answer lo plug rabbanan. No, we don't make any distinctions. This is the din. Next, bas bein habanim nami teres. What if there are not only sons? Right, we say the grandfather wants to make sure that the sons of his daughter will get. What about daughters of his daughter? What if there are sons and daughters? Kinachla shavua rabbanan. This din rabbanan is patterned after the din d'oraisa of Yerusha, and therefore only the sons, because as we know, that's the din d'oraisa of Yerusha, and this is kein d'oraisa tikkun, as we find by many din d'rabbanan, it follows a certain framework already existent, and that's like here, it's only by the sons. Bas bein habanos teros, what if it's all girls? So then how about that? Then Yerusha, if it's all girls, they get, right? Benos slavchad, lo plug rabbanan, the rabbanan, also don't make distinctions. Interesting fact, what we're talking about, it's not really our topic now, but it's in terms of daughters getting. So we mentioned the source for daughters getting is the parsha in Pinchas and Bnos Slavchad, which the Gemara discusses at length in Maseches Ba'al-Basra. The halacha is, and then it's the Gemara's question, the halacha is that a nachla, and especially Bechor, they weren't only asking for a portion in Eretz Yisrael, they were even asking for a double portion, because their father was a Bechor. Slavchad ben, the Beno Slavchad ben Chefer, going back, they were asking for a double portion. And the Gemara in Bava Basra explains that the real question that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure of is, a Bechor only gets a double, b'muchzak and not b'ra'ui. Only what's already his. If he's owed something and he doesn't have it at the time that he dies, that a Bechor doesn't get a double portion in that. Only what's muchzak already, not roi. The question is, what was Eretz Yisrael considered? They weren't there yet. And they wanted the Pishnayim. So what's the halacha? So that's what the Gemara says. They get a double portion even though they didn't go in yet because Eretz Yisrael muchzak yasim yavoseihen. It's even considered muchzak even though they didn't go in yet. Right? Lazaracha nasati, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, I've given it already. Right? So even though, yes, there is an element of Kedusha that is added once we go in, but there is a certain element that Eretz Yisrael is ours already from the Brisbane Abbasarim, and therefore it is considered muchzak for halachas of a bas yoresh nachla in the days of Bnos Lavchad. It's a Gemara. It's amazing. Baba Basra. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'tigvi mi metalteli. So why don't you say, if Suiz Banadichrin is so crucial, and we want the father to be able to give to his daughters, why don't we say they can even collect from metalteli'n? Kiksuba, Shavio Rabbanan, as we said, no, you patterned it like after Ksuba. Titrof, Mimshabdi. We mentioned Halachalamaisa, the Gaonim were Basakin, that even Ksuba is Gova from Mitalsalin. Right, that's what we said on yesterday's, 2 days ago's daf, Anun Alchman Alphatosis, Venira de Bizmanazet. Right, the Tanun of the Gaonim that's quoted in the Rif and the Rosh of the Rambam. But Mikra din only metal, only karka, so we compare it to ksuba. Titrof mishabdi yarsun tnan. I even mishubadim, what was taken was sold already. Yo, yarsun tnan. No, again, it's patterned after Yerusha. The ema, new element that we didn't have yet. Afal gav deleka mosar dinar. Maybe even if there isn't mosar dinar, what does that mean? We're gonna learn later on that the whole halach of tsubisban and dichrin only applies when there is monies beyond the amount of the ksubas ban and dichrin. Meaning, remember, the ksubas ban and dichrin is property that the daughter brought into the marriage, the wife, and then she dies, so her sons get this. But they also have to take part in, this is violating, as we said yesterday, the laws of Yerusha. Right? What do you mean laws of Yerusha? Because they're supposed to split evenly with the father. The father dies, and all of his sons are supposed to get Yerusha. And this is violating that, because this is all property that they're getting all of it. They're not splitting up evenly with sons, with children of another marriage. So that, how does that allow? So the Gemara says elsewhere, well, as long as there is a dinar besides this, that they are splitting up equally, so Yerusha Doraisa is being fulfilled, so then Memela, that's where the Rabbanan did it. They were oker the Yerusha quantitatively, but not qualitatively. Not that it is oker totally. So that is what the Gemara says. The ema avagat leka moser dinar. Even if there is not a moser dinar left over, and there is no Yerusha, so the Gemara says the makam to kami akra nachla darais lotakiner rabbanan. Rabbanan weren't ready to oker it totally. They were ready to limit it. They were ready to be ma'avir, but they weren't ready to ochre it totally, so that is why they are required for there to be a Moser dinar. We mentioned in passing, I think recently, right, even halacha lemaisa, when people are generally in their wills, create some type of arrangement that the daughters, bizman hazeh, because daughters are also involved in the workplace and working out, that they want the daughters to also get, so they said, whether Ramah discusses in Choshe Mishpat, Ashtar Chatzi Zachar, or something of the similar ilk that the daughters could also get, but the poskim say, one should leave something to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of El Yerusha. How much that is, you have to look in the poskim in terms of what the minimum is. To leave something out to fulfill the Yerusha d'Oraisa. Okay, so that finishes up yesterday in terms of the details of Ksubis Banin Dichrin. Okay, 3 lines from the bottom. Rav Papa, Iasig Le Lebre, Be'aba Sora. Rav Papa was involved with his son getting married to the daughter of Abba Sora. What's interesting about that? Rav Papa was also married to a daughter of Abba Sora. He and his son were marrying sisters. Right? That's why where he was. He was involved in that marriage. And we're going to talk about that. He's going to go to his father-in-law's house in terms of getting the ksuba properly written. But even before we do that, whenever this comes up, something like this comes up, we have to mention the tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. We know Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his Savah has a number of, in quote, halachos, not really halachos, we'll call it nihugim, that he suggests, not cutting all your nails on Friday, doing it in a certain order, two brothers not marrying two sisters, a father and a son not marrying sisters, not marrying somebody with the same name, a guy not having the same name as his father-in-law, and a daughter-in-law not marrying the same name as his mother-in-law, all these different ideas from Yehuda HaChassid. So asks a Talmud to the Noda Yehuda in Evan Ezer Tinyana Simin Ayantas. He's going out with his great girl, and his name is the same name as his father-in-law. Future. So what should he do? Hamedubar l'nigisascha im ben Torah v'yechazan rak shebishas cholyo hashinu yishem shalohu k'shem avi apsula. And it's not even his real name. It was the name that was added on when he was sick. So he says, Ahuvi talmidai. Lulei avatcha ein darki l'ashiv binyanim ke'elu advarim. You know, if I wouldn't love you so much, I wouldn't answer your kasha. Because this isn't halachic, and I don't do that in this set of svarim. Shein lam shorish b'talmud uv'poskim. Ach godel ahavascha hotzi'ani chus l'gidri. But what can I do? I love you too much, and I have to give you an answer. Da talmidi hachaviv. V'yiu dvarim halalu chakukim aluach libecha l'zikaron. You should have this and remember this forever. Haklal agadol. What's the klal? And this shuv is important for like five different sugyas. So this is the first one. Well, first of all, you can have the sugya for the lover. Rebbe has to have for a Talmud. Okay, that's number one. Number two, she'ein l'kol chachamim she'achar haTalmud rashus lomar davar neged haTalmud. You can't argue on the Gemara. You can't. Beferish halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama quotes in Choshen Mishpat Tzimin Chafhei. You can't argue on the Gemara. That was Sofa Talmud. Chasimus haTalmud was a halachic stage. V'ha Omer davar listar kutzo yud. And if somebody argues on the Talmud, that he's not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. He can't be. And therefore, Amna, Kshanu Motzim, Echad Michachmei Yisrael. When you find one of the Baalei HaMesorah, Hamuchzak Batora Ubiyira, and we know he's one of the Baalei HaMesorah, Beli Safek, Shekasav B'Sefer, Dover HaSosel, Adivri HaTalmud. If you write something against the Gemara, Rav Moshe Feinstein could argue on the Chassam Sofer. It's not a problem. One could even argue on the Rishonim. Would it be a smart idea? But an Achron can. But if somebody argues on the Gemara, Chayav Manu l'mashcheni nafshin l'taris dvarav. You got to figure something out to explain his words. Shalo dava shalo dibirak l'sha. Maybe he was just giving a rasha for a certain moment. O l'mishpacha pratit. Or giving advice for a certain family. V'divrei haTalmud heim al haklal. And the Gemara is talking generally. V'chayotzei bazeh anumotzim l'Rabbeinu Yehuda haChassid. B'tzava shalo. Dvarim shekim'at osur lanu l'shomam. If you look in the will of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which is printed at the beginning of the Sefer Chassidim, so he says, you find things that are kim'at osur to say. Ki hu omer shalo yisavas achoso. U'b'gemara amru shi mitzvah. Right, marrying one's niece. Hu Omer, this is what's important for us, Shelo Yisa Av Ubino Shtei Achios. He says a father and a son should marry two sisters. V'raf Papa Ubino Nas'o Shtei Bano Shel Abba Sorah. Our Gemara says, Rav Papa and his son married two daughters of Abba Sorah. Hu Omer Shelo Yisu Beis Achim Shtei Achios. Ubi Gemara Shmonim Zug Achim Kohanim Nasu Shmonim Zug Achios Kohanos. So what do you say? So what do I do? So that's where the Rabbi Yehuda has his answer, where he says the whole Tzava must have only been written for his own family. He saw Baruch Kacho that the Zivugim from his own family that follow this would not be Olin Yafeh, and therefore he says it must be that it was not meant for the Klal, it was just meant for the Prat, and therefore Shalom Al Yisrael, you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem with getting married, you know, if you find the right girl and she's got all the Midos, all the right guy, and great family, and great Yir Shamayim. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then at the last two lines of the tshuva, that's where the Shabbos tshuva element comes in. He says, "Vitamani al rova olam." And by the way, I don't understand why everybody asks me so many kashas like this, like the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law have the same name, and all these technical problems. But to marry somebody who's a total Am Haaretz, they don't have a problem like that. They just have a problem marrying. You know, they got their hierarchy of values mixed up. Says another Yehuda. I don't get any kashas about Benadam Machavero. I only get these other kashas about two to marry. So he says we have to get our priorities in order. Anyway, so that's, you can't learn Abba Sorah. And this story, here's the story right here. He's marrying his son off to the daughter to his. He's marrying the son off to his sister-in-law. If you think about exactly the relationship. Anyway, so back to the Gemara. So Azal Lamechtav Laksubasa. So he goes and he's going to write the ksubas. He's going to his father-in-law. Right, to get him to give a nidunya, to put in a dowry, and then he's gonna write the ksuba for his son, whatever. So Shama Yehuda Bar Maremar, so Yehuda Bar Maremar happened to be in the area, so he's like, wow, if Papa's coming by, let me go accompany him. Nafak Asa Ischazile. So he goes and appears to him and says, hi, how are you? Ki matu lepischa, when they came to now the house of Abba Sarah, have come after me. So Yehuda Bar Maremar started to leave. Right, he wasn't going to go in with him. So Amarle Neomar Ba'adai, what's the problem? Come in with me. Why are you leaving? So Chazie Delo Havinaichale. So he saw that he was uncomfortable. He saw that he didn't want to leave. Didn't want to go in with him. So Amarle. So Rav Papa says, my Daitech, what's your problem? Why don't you want to accompany me in? Mishum, is it because? The Amarle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinina. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel and Rav. So Shmuel says to Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shinina, O smart one, Lo tevi ba'avure achasanta. Don't be around when people are being ma'avir nachla, when people are uprooting the mitzvah of Yerusha. Afilu mi brabisho libratava, even from a bad son, an evil son, to a good son. Don't be around when people are violating. Delo yedia mai zaranafik mine, because nobody knows what their descendants are going to be like. Nobody knows, right? It could be that the quote-unquote bad son is going to have the Gadol Hador as a son, and it could be that the good son is going to go off, right? So you never know, so just let Yerusha take its course. V'kol shekein mi bro labart, and surely from a son to a daughter. So is that what you're nervous about? That's why you don't want to come in, because the whole concept of Ksuvos Manedichrin, as we just mentioned, is uprooting the mitzvah of Yerusha. And that's why you don't want to come in. So, hainami takana drabanani. But I'm just fulfilling the takana drabanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Right, we had it yesterday. Right, so what? It's a takana drabanan. So, it's allowed. It's a din daraisa, but it's a din drabanan. And therefore, please come in with me. There are various, let's just finish the story and then we'll talk about other examples. So, Omar Lei, Hani Mili Midaites. He says to his Rebbe, yes. But when is it okay in the Takana when he does it out of his own free will? Vila asuye nami, to force him? He can't force him to do it. It's a Takana Drabana if he wants to do, but to force him, you know, that I don't really like. Amale atu mi kamina lecha de oil vaasye. Did I ask you to go and like scream at him and force him to give a lot? Ovalotasi kamina, I just want you to be near me. You're my Talmud, I want you to come by, you're my friend, so stay with me. Amar Lei, he says to him, Miley Didi Hainu Asye. My walking in will be like forcing. Just my presence there is going to be so intimidating for poor Abba Sarah. He's going to see these two great rabbis. Obviously, what are they here for? I better give a lot to this girl, right, to my daughter. So just my coming in. So Ach Peva Ol. So Papa didn't take no for an answer. So he kept and he brought him in. Ishtiki stood there and he was quiet the whole time. He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. So, but Yasiv Savar, so Abba Sarah thinks, Hahud Mirtach Ratach. He thinks he must be upset. Must be, I didn't give enough. So, Kasi Lako, he wrote everything. He wrote, Kasi Lako, my Dahavila. He wrote his whole estate. Wrote his whole estate. So, right, if you think Ramosha Feinstein's upset at you about something, so you'll keep going until you get a smile on his face. But he didn't. So, Lasof, Omer Lehashan, Amilo Mishtoimar. I gave everything. You're still not going to say a word to me. You're still not going to talk. Chayi demar lo shviki miti lanafshoi. I haven't left anything for myself. What do you want from me? So Amalei finally opens his mouth. Iminoi didi, if it was up to me, afilo hainami, the kasvis lo, nichale. Even what you wrote is not nicha, meaning I didn't mean you to write anything. Don't look at me. I was quiet, not because of shtika kur resicha, not because quiet is angry, but shtika is I'm just trying to stay out of it. So, amrale, hashanami, ahadrbi. Oh, okay, maybe I'll take it back. I'll take it back. So, amrale, sorry. No, you can't take it back. Shavye nafshe chadrana lo kamina. People are going to start calling you, you know, someone who backtracks from things that they've committed to. So, you know, I wouldn't have wanted you to do it, but I didn't realize that you would take my silence as a misunderstanding what I meant by it. So, end of the story. So, Lamaisa, he was right. And Rav Papa shouldn't have brought him in. And Rav Papa himself was a man of, of means, they say. But anyway, that is the story. A couple of points. There are various cases of people who were mavir nachla. People who were or wanted to be mavir nachla. Right? So for example, in Avos Rabbi Nassan is a brisa from the time of the, also it's an expansion of Pirkei Avos. For every one line in Pirkei Avos, you have about two paragraphs in Avos Rabbi Nassan. It's 41 prakim. It's expanded. So it's always, it's a very nice limud. If one wants to expand their knowledge of Pirkei Avos, so then Avos Rabbi Nassan is there. So it tells a story there about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. This is one of the examples in Chazal of a father that wanted to be Maver Nachla. So Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was 22 years old, and he never learned anything in his life. V'lo lama Torah. Where is this? This is in Perek Vav. Remember the five rabbis, he was Bar Sid, Sheinam Abi Tipa, right, the five, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, all of the Talmidim of his that they compare. So here he's telling one of the stories. So he says, "Do you know anything?" So Palachas Amar Elifel Matar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. No, I'm going to go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to learn. So his father said, "If you go, forget it. Right? I'm not going to support you. You just go back to the field and start working." And he left. He left after he worked the whole day. He didn't eat anything. He just left. Halach Olam Bachsan Yishalo, and he went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yerushalayim. And because he didn't eat, his breath smelled, it said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Elazar beni, klum sadata hayom? So the Rebbe notices, he says, you eat anything today? Shasak. He was quiet, like our Gemara. Shuv amar lo, shasak. Shalav akari, he called the Achsanya. He says, did you give him anything to eat? He called the hotel, amru lo. Amarnu shemeitzel Rebbe, I thought he was eating by you. So they really realized that he never ate anything. So Amar lo, kishem shiyatza lecha reach rami picha, kach yetze lecha shem tov batorah. It says, just like you were moser nefesh, because you were starving, because you wanted to come learn Torah, so too great Torah should come out of you. Shamalav herkenes aviv, shayolomi Torah v'yitzarechem etzakenai. His father hears, his father who said, if you do anything, you're out of my estate. Right? He says, forget it. So he says, he hears that he's learning Torah, he says, I'm going to go see. Eilech Yushalayim va'adir bini minachasai. I'll make an neder. He's not going to get anything from me. Amru Oso Ayom. There's a little different form of this Gemara, of this story in the end of Masechta Shabbos. All the way at the end. Amru Oso Ayom. They were giving shir. All the Gdol Yerushalayim was sitting there. Shama Lav Sheba. So the Rebbe hears that the father's coming. The father of the, right, it's like parent-teacher conferences. It's like the Rebbe hears that the father's going to be in shir, so he wants to impress the father with what the son knows. So, Hoshev lo Shomrim. See, you had Shomrim there. Amar lahem im bale shev al tanichu. Don't let him sit down. Hu bale shev alo anichu. Hayim adali v'olav aholich. Acha higia. He went. He got to bed. He got to sitting in the, amongst the section of star Talmidim. He wasn't able to sit in the back. He was sitting with Ben Tzitzis, Hakeses, Nakdimon Ben Gurion, and Kalba Savua. Wow. Hayayoshi, each one of these has a story in Shas about them. Hayayoshi ben Amor Rasases, and he was like shaking, because he realized, he felt the Kedusha. Amru, Oso Ayom, Nasanate, Verechem Zakai, Verebelazar, Verehamarlo. So, he finally turns to Elizabeth Hyrcanus, who has never said a word in the Shir. Doesn't say how long he's been there for. He says, Tzach Vidrosh. He says, new? Say something. Amarlo, En Yachalav Tach. I'm an En Yodei Elishol. You know, I can't say a word. And they said, no, go, come on. Amad v'darash b'dvarim shalo shamata nozim me'olam. He said things that people have never heard before. Unbelievable knockout cheer. Amad v'yochanam etzakei u'nishako al-rosho. He gave him a kiss. Achelo giezman alatzeis. It was time to leave. Everybody started leaving cheer. Hyrcanus got up and said, Rabosai, anilo bati alahadir l'elezer b'nimin achasai. Achshav! Kol nechasa yunisun lelezer b'ni. I changed my mind. I'm taking everybody else away and I'm giving it to him. The kol echad peturin ve'ein lahem b'hem klum. The problem is that neither of them are good. Right, he shouldn't have given it all away. He shouldn't have taken it all away. But that's one example of ma'adir v'nechasa. You have other examples, but that is the in the Avos Rabbi Nassan. He talks about it. Rav Moshe was also asked. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat in Beis Memtes. Mishein lo banim brotel of tov tzava echi chalik ben krov. If somebody doesn't have any children, Rachmana Lislan. So how should he divvy up? Does he have to go by the closest? You know, uncles, this, that, all the order that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Nachlas. Do you have to? What if he wants to give a section to Tztaka? What if he wants to give a section to this? So Rav Moshe goes through exactly what the order is. He goes through. A fifth of it should go to this, and then a third of the rest should go to Tztaka. Rav Moshe goes through exactly how not to be violated Mavir Nachla, to leave a little bit, etc. But that's a crucial discussions. The other point to make about this Gemara is that we know there's a halachi principle called shtika kahoda. Right? Somebody comes to me and says, you owe me. I don't say a word. When do you say shtika is kahoda? And when do you say that, no, shtika is just, so here obviously the shtika was not meant as a hoda. It was meant as an I'm staying out of it and I don't want to get involved, but it was misinterpreted. So when do you apply shtika kahoda? When do you not? That is a choshe mishpat shaila, and not for now. But Metzia gets more into it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara after this story, right in the middle, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Boy minei Rav Yemar Saba me Rav Nachman Machra Ksubasa Labaila. Yesh lo ksubas banedichron, no ein lo ksubas banedichron. Let's say the woman is hard pressed for money right now. She needs some money, so she'll sell the rights to her ksuba to her husband in order to get some hard cash right now. So if she does that, she no longer has the rights to collect her ksuba if her husband would die or divorce. What about the tznaim of the ksuba? What about ksubas banedichron? Right? Is that connected? Do you say once she loses the ikr ksuba, she loses all the tanoi ksuba, or not? The way the Shita Mekubetza says it is ksubas banedichron a new zchus that kicks in after death? So therefore, it's not like it's connected to anything right now, and therefore, it would be existent, or not? Another way to look at the question is, it's supposed to go to her sons. Does she have the right to sell something that doesn't belong to her yet? Does it go through her, or does it go straight to her sons? That's the shayla. So amale rava v'tiboy lecha mocheles, right? Why do you ask about selling it? What about mocheles? Isn't that like more common? She'll say, okay, honey, I love you so much. You know, don't worry about it. Tiboy lecha mocheles. Amale. So he says, no, I asked you even this. Hashda mocheres kamiboyli. I even asked you about mocheres. Diafagav diikal meber zuzi ansuha. There you might say she didn't really want to do it. She just needed the money right now. The money forced her, da'amina, I could say. Kamandaka machila mea uchle ba'uchle is as if she's getting hit with a certain type of kli, meaning she's being forced. So there you might say she didn't really want to do it. And that's where, even there, she might lose it. So mocheles mi boy. So mocheles, surely, where she did it willingly? Nothing's forcing her. So surely there, she would lose it for her sons. So, I asked about mocheles. The Rishonim here discuss, how could she be mocheles to ksuba? There's an isser we're going to learn about in this Masechta, to live with a wife without a ksuba. So what do you mean, mocheles ksubasa? She cannot be mocheles ksubasa, right? Aser la'adam she'yishe sha'achas b'li ksubasa. Right, so what's the Gemara talking about? The Ritva says, Heich, according from Israel, Grand Rabbi, the Ramban, Heich mocheles ksubasa la'bayla, kaimalon kirbi meir, da'amar, meir is going to say on Tafnun Zayin, aser la'adam she'yishe mishta b'lo ksuba. You can't. So he comes a couple of answers. Yeish lomar de'mayri she'mocheles lo samach l'misa. She's about to die. She's about to die. So that's why. Number one. Number two, Acheirin Pirshu Shalom Machla Iker Ksubasa. She wasn't Mocheles the Iker. Just the extra. And the question is, does all the extra, you know, you can't be Mocheles the Iker because, you know, it's a Dinda Rabbanan. Venire, and number three says, you're right, it's Aser, but it would still work. There's Choshe Mishpat, and then there's Evena Ezer. Choshe Mishpat, she could be Mocheles. Evena Ezer, or Yoredeya, they can't live together, but it still would work. The Anira Dain Sarkla calls that. The avagav to also hashos become makom mechilasa mechile. It would work, and therefore we're talking about a case where it happened. Right? We know if a couple does not always have to have a ksuba with them, but they have to always know where the ksuba is. Right? If a couple realizes one day that she has no idea where the ksuba is, they have to go that day to a rav to get another ksuba de irkasa, right? A replacement ksuba, because it's also for husband and wife to live. They're fully married. But it's also for them to live together without a ksuba. So the Gemara, that's what the Rishonim are bothered by. What do you mean she could be mochelas? And even if you want to see the lumdis of, oh, mochelas is ki'ilu is kabalti, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether it's as if she got it or she didn't get it. She doesn't have a ksuba right now. And the Rabbana made a takana that you're not allowed to live together without a ksuba. So that's the Gemara's. We had all the different possibilities. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. If she sells a ksuba to others, not to her husband. So obviously she's just stuck for cash, and therefore yesh lo ksuba zman dichrin. Right? She does not lose it. My taima, zuze ansuha. Because money forced her to do it. We don't think that she wants to just get rid of all of the chiyuvim. Mocheles ksuba sala baila. And the other extreme, if she's mocheles it to her husband, ain lo ksubas banin dichrim. Because she's mafkiye ilagamre, maitaima achule achilte. Right? So she was mocheles it. So selling it to others, she for sure does not lose the ksubas banin dichrim. Mocheles it to her husband, she for sure does lose the ksubas banin dichrim. What about the middle case? Boy Rava. Mocheres ksubas labayla, kumocheres laachirim dami, or kumocheres labayla dami. That's the shayla. Basa debaye hader pashta. After he asked the shayla, he answered it. Mocheres ksubas labayla, kumocheres laachirim dami. Right, selling it to her husband is like selling it to others, meaning it is not lost. It is not lost. We just say zuze ansua. Period. Even before we continue, the Tosas Rid here, under the little letters on the side, Tosas Rid here has an important two opinions, and says, wow, isn't it interesting? So she has the right to sell, let's say, to be mochelasid to her husband. And then for sure, the sons lose the ksuzban and dichrin. So we said before, one way you can look at this whole shaila, is, you know, is the ksuzban and dichrin something that's existent now, or it only exists later on after death? But there's another way to look at it, as we said quickly. If it's not my chiyuv, but it's just the chiyuv that's going through me, could I be mochel? So the Tosas Rid relates this to the sugya of Shmuel elsewhere, right? Ha mocher shtar chov lechavero u'mochel. Whether that works or not. I have a shtar chov that says somebody owes me money. I sell it to you. I sell you the rights to collect. How do I sell you the rights to collect? That itself is machlokas tanoim. Whether osios nikros b'mesira or not. Whether I could just give you a shtar that says Reuben owes me, the name Rosner is on it. I give it to you, and it still says it's Rosner. Could you be Rosner, or do I have to write you another star that's with your name? That's a machlokes tanoim. But however it works, let's say I sold it. So what happened? Could I be mochel then? Does mechila work? So Shmuel says yes. Machlo machlo, it works, even though now it's your chiyuv, and I am preventing you. So the big lumdis is, how does that work? Why does it go through me anymore? Right, so there's a famous Rabbeinu Tam, which comes up in Ksubas later on in the Pays. We get to it, the Ron quotes it in the Pays, in Perek HaKosev, I think, where there's a Sheba Nechasim and the Sheba Haguf on every loan, and once you get rid of the Sheba Haguf, Memela, the Sheba Nechasim is Paka. So we'll have to get to that later in the Masechta. But either way, that's what the Tosas Rid relates this to. Because the woman, it goes through the woman, and then it goes to the sons, and now, he says, it sounds like from here, that the middleman can be Mochel. Because it says here that if she's mochel to her husband, that's okay. Right, so the way you can get out of that is that, well, maybe here is different, because the chiyuv doesn't really exist yet, right, until afterwards. So it's not a regular case. It could be. But anyway, that's the Tosas Rid right here on the first wide lines. Mikan muchach, sheruvein sha'amar l'shimon, k'nei mimeni besudar, she'etein l'levi, chayfetz pirish, emirta shimon limchol, mochel. Then he writes in parentheses that he doesn't think. Anyway, 2 days in the Tosas Rid. So what's the Gemara's Maskana? That mocher to a husband is just like being mocher to someone else. It still exists. Masa Rav Yehudi Bar Avin, Mesa, getting back to Yavama's days. Remember the first mission in Ha'isha Rabbah. If a woman marries somebody after hearing that an Eidacha said that her husband died, and she married somebody, and then her husband walks in. So she's stuck. Right, and she loses everything. The Mishnah said, Mesa, and then if she dies, in Yarshin Salzeh, Yarshin Salzeh, Yarshin Ksubasa. neither of the Yarshim, of the first husband or of the second husband, get her ksuba. Vavina vaksuba samayavidite. What could happen? She lost her ksuba. What are we talking about? So the Amar of Papa ksuba span and dichrin. It must be the ksuba span and dichrin. Neither of them get it. So says the Gemara of the Amai, why? Why don't they get the ksuba? Hachanami, lema, yetzer, ansa. Just like we said, if money forced her to do it, meaning selling it to her husband, they don't lose the ksuba span and dichrin. So here, the Eidechot says her husband died. All research points to the fact that her husband died. She wants to get married so badly. So her yetzer, not hara, but her yetzer made her get married, maybe even without, you know, researching it as well as she should. And therefore, just like she was somewhat forced in a way with money, she was forced in a way with her yetzer, therefore why should her children lose the ksuba? So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Haslam knasu with the kansu arabanan. There's a special knas there. Where their banan knocked out a lot of things, because they want her to be daiko minsava. And because not, that's why, even though it was somewhat forced, still she loses it. Period. Yasav Rabin Bar Chanina, Kamed Rav Chizda, V'yasiv Ka'amar Mishmed Rabbi Elazar, Mocheles Ksuba Salabayla, Ein La Mizonos. If she's Mocheles her Ksuba to her husband, she does not get Mizonos. What Mizonos? Rashi adds, Ba'al Menusa, the Mizonos after. While during the time that she's alive, of course she gets it. Maisi Adayim Tachas Mizonos. But Ba'al Manusa, after she dies, just like we just had a Shaila of, if she's Mocheles or Ksuba, does she lose, does the sons lose the Ksuba's Banan Dichrin? It's a similar question. So here he says, Ein La Mizonos. Amar Lei. He says, no way. Ilav Dekamer Lei Bishmei Degav Arab. If you wouldn't have quoted this from a great rabbi, Hava Amina Lachai would have told you, I argue, Meshav Ra Tachas Tova Lo Tomas Rami Beso. If somebody gives evil instead of good, so Ra'a will never leave his house. Meaning, how can he do this? How can he do this? He's going to not pay her Mizonos? Terrible. Right, the Ritva says that most Paskin like the second day up. Many Paskin like Rav Chizda, the first day of, even though the Gemara gives the impression that Rav is very, very upset about it. But still, Rav Chizda, the Ritva points out, Rav Chizda Paskins, most Paskin like Rav Chizda. Yosef Rav Nachman v'ula v'abim barapapi v'yosef Rav Chia bar Ami Gabayhu asahu gavra d'shchiv arusaso. There's a case, there all these rabbis are sitting there, and a man came, his arusa had died. Amri lei zilkvar, they said, go bury her, oh, havla ksubasa, or pay the ksuba money. Says the Gemara, Amar lo Rav Chia, Tanina, Rav Chia says, but one minute, they only had Erisin. Are there obligations of ksuba and kfura at this moment, only after Erisin? Ishto, Arusa, a brisa that comes up many places in Shas. You see on the side. Five different places, six different places. Ishto, Arusa, lo onim, lo mitami, lo. A man, if there's only a state of Erisin, that he does not become an onin for her. Lo my nafkamina, aninus is daraisa. My sersheni, other halachas, lo mitami, lo, and he does not allowed to become tame for his Arusa wife, if he's a Kohen. Vechein he, lo onenes, she does not observe aninus, lo mitami, lo. And she does not become tummy for him. What does that mean? Aishas Kohen is allowed to become tummy. What's the Isser? So Rashi says here, Eina Chayeves li tummy lo. Right? One is Chayeves for the seven relatives. Normally there's a Chiyev. But here, it means Eina Chayeves. Or Rashi in Yevamis, Daf Chavtes says, maybe he's talking about Yontif, where it's Chayev Adam Otarath Mabaregel. So there, she's not allowed to when everybody is Torah on Yontif. Mesa Eina Yarsha, if she dies, he does not Yarshin her. Mes who? Govek Subasa. If he dies, she collects her ksuba. Taima de Mesu. The only reason is that if he dies, then she collects the ksuba. Pa Mesa he ain't look ksuba. But if she died, there's no ksuba. So my taima. Why? Amar Avoshia. She ain't any kareba. Because you don't, does it, what does it say in the ksuba? You can't fulfill. When you get married to somebody else, you can take what I have written to you. So, therefore, Rav Chia says, I think you're all wrong. I don't think there are chiyuvim here of kfura of ksuba, right? There's only Erisin, and therefore, none of the halachos kick in. Right? This is, quoted, this, halacha in Yerodea last volume, in Shulchan Aruch. So the Yerodea in, the Ber Hetev in Shin Ayin Gimel Reidim Shinan Gimel summarizes some of these halachos in terms of the different the Rashi that we just said about what does it mean in a chayevislo. So the Ber Hetev here in Shin Ayin Gimel Dalid. By the way, I just heard recently the Ber Hetev, we know it's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Even the Mishnah Berurah on the top is the Ber Hetev. So one of his sons, one of the Chafetz Chaim sons, one's asked the Chafetz Chaim, why do you leave the Ber Hetev on the page in the Mishnah Berurah? Right, you basically incorporate, the Ber Hetev did what the Mishnah Berurah did about 200 years earlier. Right, he was covates and gathered all the achronim since the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Mishnah Berurah came along and totally subsumed and took over the Ber Hetev. So what do you need that on the page for? He doesn't have any of the other achronim on the page. So says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not taking out the Ber Hetev. He says the Ber Hetev did an amazing job and it's not my job to replace him. I'm adding on to the Ber Hetev. So out of his anava, he didn't take him off the page. Didn't take him off the page. So, but it's a Ber Hetev on our other Chalki Shulchan Aruch too. So here, the Shulchan Aruch in Shinai and Gimel in Yaradea quotes this whole Brisa about Erisin. Again, it doesn't come up Lamaisa today so much because Erisin happens right away with Yisuin. So, says the Ber Hetev, Mitami, Klomer, Eina Mechuyeves Latami Lo, Avala Rishus Biyad Latami. Right, he quotes that from the Argamara. Volomatame ain't sorg lasasik movla avdafka, volomatame, and then he quotes the day of Rashi. Lapirish sheni shibarashi, osalo latame lo beregel, mishundi gamki musheris lataras ba beregel, umea tema, mea poskim rishonim yachronim, shishmitu azeba gufadin, shachai lataras asba beregel. So the Ber Hetev here goes to town and wondering, does this halacha apply bizbanazet? The chiyat to be mataras ba beregel. He says, nobody quotes it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Either the Rosh, the Tur, the Sharpah, nobody quotes this halacha of Chayav Taras Asba Beregel. I don't know why. So he says, Iker Adin L'Taher must be Beregel Koyal Zman Abayis. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, he says it must be only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. When we had to go, be Ola Regel, we had to eat Kachim, that's why this halacha applies. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. There's a minog of going to the Mikvah before Yantif. But in terms of Chiyuvim, that does not apply. It doesn't quote it, I don't think, but it's the Nodabi Yehuda. Nodabi Yehuda might have been after the Ber, I don't remember exactly what year the Ber Hetev lived, but the Nodabi Yehuda was before the Pesach Teshuva. Pesach Teshuva always calls the Nodabi Yehuda. But the Nodabi Yehuda might have been after the Ber Hetev, but he says it. He thinks it's compared, Chayav Adam L'Tarasma Beregel is compared to Alila Regel, because there's no Alila Regel was Manazeh, therefore there's no Tarasma Beregel either. Either way, so that's where this Bryce is quoted, trying to figure out what that line means about in Eishes Kohen. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Yasa Ravin Amrei Shlakish, Arusa Shemesa in Laksuba, and Arusa that dies, Ein loksuba amelu abaya zilu amrile. Go tell him shkila tivuseich shadia chizri. Take your goodness and throw it on the thorns. Meaning, you didn't tell me anything I didn't know. Kvartir gemar boshia l'shmaitza bebavel. Well, we already know that. We already know that what you said. Ravoshia already taught us that in Bavel, that an arusa doesn't have the ksuba. Period. Baninik from the Eved Chiminai. Baruch Hashem, we finished ksubas banidichrit. Now we're going on to the next Tanai Ksuba, that the Rabbanan said, that the Tanai is that the daughters of the marriage are fed, have mizonos, after the husband father dies, until something. Different girsos. Rav Tani, Rav's girsa in the Mishnah. The Rashba says there were different girsos in the Mishnah. Rav Tani, al datil kachin l'guvrin, until they're taken by husbands. They get that mizonos until they get remarried. Until they get married. But Levi Tanya the Tivgarun. Levi says until they become Bogaros. Up until then. L'Rav Afagav de Beger, Levi Afagav de Intziv. What, each one of them argues on the other Shita? Ella says, no. Bogar velo Intziv, Intziv velo Bogar, de Kuliam velo Pligi. Everybody agrees that Bagrus or Nisuin is Motzi. And that ends it. That's good enough to be out of the Rishus of the husband. And now she's already old enough. Again, halacha l'maisa bizbanazeh, there are tshuvas of the poskim that say if it's normal for a girl who's 12 years old to still live in the father's house and be supported, then that's the chiyuv, and that's what has to be done. But it's talking about in the days of old when they did things at a younger age. So ki pligi, so the machlokas is ba'arusa v'lo bagar. She's not a bogeres, and she doesn't have nisuin. She has erisin. So is erisin enough? So, that's the shaila. V'chein tani late, and that's the machlokas between them. Right, whether it is enough or not. Rav says it's until they're taken, right? Meaning Erisin is included. And Levi says no. Bogeres or Nisuin, nothing more. V'chaintan Levi Mastisa, Levi also said in his Brisa, Rashi, important Rashi, De Levi Sider Brisa Shisha Sedarim, Krebichia Ukreboshia. right? Levi had Shas Brises. Right, not just Shas Mashayis, the Shas Brises Levi had. Okay, we don't have them. Ah, the Tivgarun, the Yamti Zimneon, the Insivin. So Bchedari Levi Masisa. Ah, the Tivgarun, the Yamti Zimneon, the Insivin. Right, the Brises says until Bogaris and the time they get married. Says the Gemara, Tarti, you need both of those. Bogaris and so Ella Ot the Tivgarun, oh Yamti Zimneon, in Nasva. But you see, he holds Nisuin. Levi holds Nisuin. Against Rav, who says even Erison. Kitanoim, maybe this is even a machlokas tanoim. An masai abas nizonis, achet ta'areis, mishem rebel azar umber, achet tibager. Fine. Tani Rav Yosef, ad dehevyon. Until they are. So what does that mean? What does that price mean? Ibailahu. Havaya de Erison? Usually Havaya means Erison. Right? Iskish Havaya liyatsia. So is that what this brisa means? Oh, havia dinisuin. So teku. So we're not sure in this context. Amalei Rav Chizkel Rav Yosef Mishami Lachami Neder Rav Yehuda Arusa Yesh Lamazonos Oein Lamazonos. Have you heard whether an Arusa, a daughter, still gets Mazonos from her father? Amalei Mashmalo Shamili. I didn't hear anything. Yala Misvara Lesla. I would assume not Misvara. Kivan De Irsa Lo Nichalei De Tisvel To Tisil. Right, because once she has Nisaris, what are we all worried about? We're worried that she's not going to have anybody to take care of her. But once she's Nisarsa, then the Aris is going to take care of her. So Mistama she does not have. Omer Le, see, he answers him, he says, Imashmalom Shamilacha, if you didn't hear of it, I'm going to argue on your Svara. Misvara Isla, I would think the opposite. Kibon to Lo Kimli Begava, he's not married yet. He only had Arison. Lo Shadi Zuzi Bechdi, so if he could easily change his mind, he might not throw away money. For nothing, and therefore, I would say misvara that she should get. V'gadamri, maybe the exact same conversation happened in the opposite way. Omerle, mishmol shamili, misvara isla, I would think yes, kiva delo kimle begava, lo shadi zuzi bichdi. Right, I think that she would have. Omerle, vashol shamilacha, misvara lesla, kiva de irsalo, nichale de titzel. Fine. Simin de Gavri Shag Zarak Miana Vivimashnia Arusava Ansa. That's the mnemonic for the following. We're gonna do the first one and the rest of the Hashem will pick up on the next off. Boy Mine Mayor of Sheshes. Mimma Enes. Yesh Lamazonos Oein Lamazonos. What's the Shiloh? We know Miun. The mother and brothers marry her off in a marriage to Rabbanan and she can walk out. She walks out, right? We discussed it at length in Maseches Yevamos. She walks out. We know that lumdis-wise, the previous marriage is as if it never happened. It's not like a get which cuts. It uproots the marriage. Does she go back to her father's house now to be able to have mizonos? Do we say it mamish disappears? She had nisuin. So do we say it disappears or not? Amar lehu Rav Sheshes Tani Tua. Well, we learned it. Almana bebesavia, if you have an almana, min ha'erisin, Rashi points out, in her father's house. Vigrusha bebesavia, vishomeris yavim bebesavia. All these women are still in their father's houses. Yesh la mizonos. She still gets mizonos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oda bebesavia, yesh la mizonos. Eina bebesavia, ein la mizonos. Sounds like the same shita. Rabbi Yehuda Hainatanakama. So, Ela, la, mimeenes, he could be nayu. Mimeenes is the machlokes. The Tanakama savar isla. Rabbi Tanakama says, she is bebesavia, so she would get mizonos. Rabbi Yehuda savar lesla. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Because she already had nisuin, so then, it's not called in her father's house. Meaning, what's the lundis? This might be a major machlokas about how to understand miyun. As we have said, miyun uproots the marriage. But what is that looked at as? Is that like what we call lamafreya lamafreya? Or mikanu lahava lamafreya? Meaning, right now we can look back and say it never happened. But did it happen in time? So maybe yes, at the time it happened. Or do you say totally lamafreya lamafreya as if it never was here, like tshuva? Tshuva is lamafreya lamafreya. That's the gift that Hashem gives us. But this might be the lumdus in terms of whether something was there at all. Reb Chaim in Ilchas Ishus says, you know what miyun is? Legabe things of the past, we say it did happen. Legabe mikanu lahaba, we say it didn't happen. That's the formulation of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ishus. In Ilchas Ishus, Reb Chaim, so let me just read it. He says, V'gam la'achar ha-miyun, gam kein ein chosun kol hanach dina l'mafreya. Devade din miyun, hu afka al ikr kedushin l'mafreya. Ela di mikol makom, lo mahanya afka az ha-miyun l'inyin shenema, shegam b'shaitan kodem ha-miyun lo haya kedushin chal ha-kayamin ba. Basically, mikan la'hava l'mafreya. Right, that's what Reb Chaim views miyun. And that helps explain a lot of because it's like a middle approach, you could explain that it does work l'mafreya, but not totally l'mafreya, but that gufa could be the machlokas tanam here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the boy, Reish Lakish. Even though there's a two dots there, there's about eight shilas, so we just did the first one. Okay, we'll stop here again. The next 2 days will be put up from the last cycle. Monday, for the Hashem, I'll put up, because it wasn't done yet.